Currently, the project is in the excavation phase, while the airport's operations have continued undisturbed from construction. A rock pit has been dug, and soon DOT will bring in concrete mixed materials to pave the new runway. The project's initial manager and designer, Morgan Merritt, said while some of the community would rather have stayed with the current situation, new construction was necessary for both cost and safety reasons. The old runway's paving conditions drive up maintenance costs, and federal authorities are requiring more space along the runways to be left clear for safety.
The safety of the separation distances and the possibility of accident.
So the Federal Aviation Administration wants what they call safety areas.
Well, if an aircraft was to, on approach, have a navigational or mechanical problem, it's been shown statistically that aircraft will land accidentally left or right of the runway. And that's why the FAA has established runway safety areas and object-free areas.
Merritt says the FAA is covering much of the cost for the new runway project, $53.6 million of which is covered by federal grants and $3.6 million by the state of Alaska. The inconveniences so far have been with traffic and dust, which Kinnick Construction and the DOT and the city of Aniak have been attending to. Kevin Toothaker, Aniak's city manager, says most of the traffic is due to travel to and from the new gravel pit. He adds that some buildings have already been demolished and trees have been cut in order to move Aniak's sewer main, part of the overall project redesign.
They cut off one of the ways to get to new housing and stuff through the west side of the airport. It's blocked off right now, but well, they redo the sewer. But I think that it's been kind of going smoothly for the most part, and a lot of dust. But the Kinnick will run their water truck to help keep the dust down.
The community of Aniak overall has pulled together, regardless of any doubts they might have had about the project, says Toothaker. People helped during planned and unplanned power and sewer outages. This included the Kuspuk School District providing power to those needing it, and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation providing access to power and water off their well and generator as needed. Business organizations like YKHC have come together as an informal group, letting people know what services are available to them throughout the construction period. YKHC's operations manager in Aniak is Kimberly Madden.
Working together, with anything that comes our way, because we are out here on the island, we are our own help, so that's why we've pooled together to address a lot of things that have come up in Aniak. That's just our plan moving forward, and so far it's worked out really well.
Morgan Merritt says the new runway will actually be less wide than the existing one, but longer. It's already more than a mile long.
At present, it's 150 wide by 6,000 feet long. After the construction, the shifted runway will be 100 feet wide and 6,200 feet long. So it's narrower but longer as far as takeoff lengths.
But landing lengths will actually be shorter, which Merritt says a number of people in town, along with air carriers, are concerned about, especially for Boeing 737 freight. DOT analysis says the new runway will only make for tighter weight restrictions under certain flying conditions, and that the landing lengths should be adequate. The new runway is expected to open next year after the FAA installs navigation aids. In Bethel, I'm Christine Trudeau.